Radio ETC
ドキュメンタリーハワイ's Last Queen、 ハワイ最後の女王を見ながら、ハワイ出身のビル先生のレッスンを受けています。1887年7月、ハワイでクーデターが起こります。王政に不満を抱く白人たちによって作られた秘密結社ハワイアンリーグ。彼らはハワイ国王カラカウアにガンを突きつけ、彼らが作成した憲法にサインするように求めたのでした。それは国王の権力を制限し、ハワイの人々から選挙権を奪うものでした。彼はそれをベイオネット憲法と呼びました。
The Hawaiian League took action one night in July of 1887 and went to Kalakaua with a document that they had drafted, which was a new constitution which limited his power and forced him at the point of guns to sign this document. It would stick in the gullet of all Hawaiians and especially the Princess Liliuokalani. The king called itthe bayonet constitution. It turned him into little more than a puppet and deprived most Hawaiians of the vote.
さて、the bayonet constitution とはどのような意味なのでしょうか?
Okay, so first of all, a bayonet is a knife that is attached to the end of a rifle, soldier's rifle, so it can be used as a spear. Okay?The constitution was forced onto the king under the threat of this violence. And so he called it a bayonet.
This is common words in Hawaiian
people? No, it's only used in the sense of the Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may be used in other countries in a different way, but mm-hmm. I mean, the bayonet thing is strictly in this Hawaiian.
Okay. It's a similar meaning to gunboat diplomacy.
Yeah, that's it.
Very kind.
Yeah, right, under the threat of violence. That's it. Gunboat, yeah, very good. That's a good one.
ハワイズラストクイーンには ETC 英会話のホームページからリンクを貼っておきました。番組のトランスクリプトも掲載しています。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。
マハロー。